You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 14-year-old Gavin Knupp and his sister spot a mounted stag head thrown to the side of the road and pull over for a look. As the teen heads back to the car, a black Mercedes-Benz hits him and speeds off. 14-year-old Gavin dead on the scene. More from Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Nancy, Knupp's family has been desperate for justice since he was hit and killed in July last year. About a week after the hit and run, the car involved was located at a home in Ocean City, Maryland, and impounded, but no charges were filed. The community banded together to cover Ocean City in Justice for Gavin signs. The family says they will not rest until the criminal prosecution process is completed.
Months later, 22-year-old Tyler Mayu arrested on 17 charges connected to the hit and run. A high school teacher overhears a student sharing gory details of a new piercing and calls police. The teacher reports the student said his father got drunk, put the teen in a chokehold, shoving a sewing needle through the teen's ear. When Arkansas cops paid Jeremy Sherland a visit, the son says he wanted the piercing and Sherland just did it at home. Either way, Sherland now charged with performing body art without a license. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
On Saturday, a shooter opened fire at a Dallas area outlet mall, killing 8 people and injuring 7 others, including 3 gravely. The shooter was eventually shot and killed by a police officer who was nearby. Although witnesses saw children among the casualties at the massive outdoor shopping complex, Allen Premium Outlets, authorities did not immediately release information about them. Some claim to have also seen what seemed to be an unconscious police officer and a mall security guard. Numerous people fled in fear after the shooting, the most recent incident in the U.S.'s unparalleled pace of mass killings. Authorities claim that only a week prior, a man in Cleveland, Texas, fatally murdered 5 people after a neighbor requested him to stop shooting his gun while a baby slept. Police are getting ready to arrest the injured SUV driver who rammed into a gathering of people waiting for a bus outside a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas, on Sunday, killing 8 people. Authorities stated that there were at least 10 other injuries. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Around 8:30 Sunday morning, some of the victims were sitting on the curb at the unidentified city bus stop when the car struck them. This, according to CCTV footage from the Bishop Enrique San Pedro Ozanam Center. Martin Sandoval, a Brownsville police investigator, verified the most recent death on Sunday night and stated that authorities did not yet know whether the crash was deliberate. The SUV raced up the curb, flipped, and continued to move for about 200 feet, according to Victor Maldonado, director of the shelter. Maldonado claimed that some pedestrians who were strolling on the sidewalk about 30 feet from the main group were also struck. He claimed that while the driver attempted to flee, witnesses caught him and held him until police arrived. After spending the night at the overnight shelter, the victims hit by the car were waiting for the bus to take them back to downtown Brownsville.
The victims were seated on the curb because there were no benches at this particular bus stop. Now to California, where a 21-year-old former college student has entered a not guilty plea to 2 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder in connection with a string of stabbings in Davis, a college town west of Sacramento. Carlos Dominguez was also denied bail by Yolo County Superior Court Judge Daniel Walk, who cited the danger to the general public and the defendant's own flight risk in light of the gravity of the alleged crimes. As the court read the complaint that the prosecutors had submitted, Dominguez remained expressionless. When the judge questioned him, he repeatedly answered yes, but said nothing else. Dominguez is charged with fatally stabbing 2 people, one of whom was a classmate, and wounding a 3rd person who is now recovering. According to court records, a former member of a neo-Nazi group has entered a guilty plea for fatally shooting his 2 Florida roommates in 2017. By doing so, he avoids the beginning of a murder trial in which he had intended to raise the insanity defense. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
24-year-old Devin Arthurs will spend 45 years in jail after entering a guilty plea to 2 charges of second-degree murder. Because of the plea agreement with prosecutors, Arthur is not likely to receive a life sentence. Nearly 6 years ago, Arthurs killed 18-year-old Andrew Onishuk and 22-year-old Jeremy Himmelman in their shared Tampa apartment. After being apprehended, Arthurs admitted to the killings and informed police that he had shot the two men with an assault-style rifle because they had mocked his conversion to Islam. All three of them had been members of the Atomwaffen Division, a small, largely online neo-Nazi organization. Authorities claim they discovered weapons, explosive-making materials, and ammunition inside the apartment the men shared. They also allegedly discovered a framed photograph of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh on a bedroom dresser.
Atomwaffen is a German word meaning nuclear weapons.
Paula Belonga's ex-husband expecting the mom to pick up their child. The drive from Belonga's Tyler, Texas apartment to Sulphur Springs should only take an hour, but mom never shows up. Sightings of Belonga's white Chevy Impala reported in Tatum, Texas, a small town an hour's drive east of Tyler. A week later, the car found in Zavala, Texas, 3 hours south of Sulphur Springs. If you have info on Paula Belonga, please call Tyler PD 903-531-1000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.